Hi, I'm Serena.
And I'm Rachel.
We're the hosts of Book Tales.
If you like reading books,
drinking cocktails,
and Scottish accents,
then meet your new favourite podcast.
Come with us as we explore different themes from romanticy to horror and everything in between.
We pair each book with a bespoke cocktail and tell you everything you'll need to make one.
And each week, play our fun game tailored to each book.
Find Book Tales wherever you get your podcasts. So grab your book.
Grab your booze.
For Book Tales.
Hi guys, I'm Bree.
And I'm Allie. This is Off Script.
If you think about it, books are potential scripts for movies.
When this adaptation happens, typically it's disappointing because they went off script.
In this series, we will be talking about how off script they went.
Hello.
Hello.
Welcome to Off Script, everyone.
Yes, yes, welcome, welcome.
Mm-hmm. Today we're doing a minisode, though.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Bree.
I'm Allie.
I have to have my sliding glass door open, so you might hear some cars.
It is hot.
Mm-hmm. It's far too hot
for us Washingtonians. It's a whopping 70 degrees out.
Well, actually, we should check what my thermostat says it's in here, because that's...
We should.
That's what's hot.
It's not even. It's 65 degrees outside.
Oh my God.
Right now.
That's hilarious. Well, check. Can you look? It's just past my TV.
Yeah.
Oh, hi, buddy. Oh. Hi, Loki. As you all know, I have a kitten. But I actually think he's almost to the point where I don't even have to remind you anymore because he's chilled out a lot just in the last week.
We have Riley here to entertain him today.
Yep. How hot is it in here?
73 degrees. All our southern states are like, are we serious
you guys
right
are
now?
Freaking wimps.
Oh my gosh.
Well, I'm Bree.
I'm Allie. We did that already.
Oh, we did? Yeah. I forgot. I was too focused on the heat. Anyways, so you want to start us off with your Vegas trip?
Sure. So this last, when was this coming out? Wednesday?
Yeah.
So a week ago.
Ideally, yes.
Okay. We'll see. Supposedly a week ago. I went with my mom to Vegas because my cousin and my aunt and uncle went down to see the Kenny Chesney show in the Sphere.
Yeah.
That was so cool. So I'd never been to Vegas before. So a couple months ago when he first announced his tour or residency, I guess, my cousin messaged us and was like, oh my gosh, do you want to go? Because my aunt and uncle go monthly.
That's down. Insane.
I know. And so because they're MGM members, they get credits that nice. Expire monthly, so that oh. that's one of the reasons they go, but yep. also they like Vegas. And so it's like 4-hour drive for them, so it's like no big deal, they just
drive over.
Yeah. And so we went and we stayed in this super nice hotel room. It was like the 42nd floor, so we had a really good view, and it was fun. It was like the same, probably a little bigger than our Alani room.
Okay.
Yeah. And so super nice. So we got there like Tuesday afternoon. And what did we do? We did something. Did we just explore? I think we just explored. I'd, you know, never been there. And then my mom and my aunt and uncle went and did some slot machines. And my cousin and I went and walked the strip. And it was cool. We stopped at Blake Shelton has a bar down there called Old Red. Cool. And it was a cool bar because it's like 4 stories tall, and like the middle part or the one of the side parts is like cut open, and there's like floors on mm-hmm. each side, and the bottom floor that the cut open part is a stage.
Oh.
And then every level there's a big huge screen so you can cool. see the stage. And it's just they play live music all night yeah. and it was really cool. And then we're walking around. So in the Venetian, which is have you ever been to Vegas?
Yes, a few times.
Okay.
I don't like know the layout of the okay. strip, but.
Well, the Venetian was super cool because it mm-hmm. was like the, it had the Italian, what what are the boats called? Gondolas.
Oh, the, yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It was super cute. And mm-hmm. then the inside, it made, like, looks like the sky. Okay. Oh, yep. Mm-hmm. And then, so that was fun. And inside that hotel or whatever,
yep.
part of the hotel, like, the shopping area, right? Mm-hmm. Kenny Chesney had like a pop-up thing. So yeah. inside it was closed that day because it was only open on the days he
performs.
And so we ended up going back the next day, and it was like inside he had like tailgating and he had like a bar and like his shop and all this sort of cool stuff. And then we did his concert, which was bananas. Like, it was one of his songs is talking about being in a fishbowl. So naturally they did that one, and the whole like area looked like a fishbowl because you're just surrounded by all mm-hmm. these screens. And one that was the most wild was like it was like this twisting, almost like kaleidoscope thing. Mm-hmm. And you felt like it was like a Disneyland ride.
Oh, wow.
Like where you yeah. feel like you're moving.
It but was, you're not.
Yes. It was wild. And like that's the whole time I'm walking around, I was like, this is like a Disneyland for adults because mm-hmm. every area is a different area, like Star Wars Land and yeah, everything. Yeah. And I'm like, this is so wild. The only difference is I was shocked at Disneyland prices because they were reasonable. Like I thought they were they had all the lounge fly backpacks were yeah. still $80, which is yeah. how much they are anywhere. Like, yeah, things were more expensive, but it wasn't anything wild.
Yeah.
Whereas I'm like,
Vegas is insane.
I'm like all the merch and everything. And I know concert merch is already expensive, but it was like $60 for a shirt and like all this sort of stuff. I'm like, what the heck? And then like other things.
$60 to me is cheap.
Oh my gosh. All my
people have been charging me like $70 for my shirts. No,
that's bananas. And then I wanted to get the kids something. And I'm like,
I'm not kidding.
I'm not spending that much. It was ridiculous. Mm-hmm. And so, but that was the most wild part. How expensive anything. Oh, and then on Saturday on Tuesday night, I went and they're like, mom's like, here, try it, you know, a slot machine. And I'm like, I don't know if I want to. And she's like, oh, come on. You know, she put in some money, but she put 100 in. I'm like, mom. And she's like, well, I don't have any more 20s. So like, just, it's fine. Just use to go to 80 and you'll be fine. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh my gosh. Okay. So then I went and it was almost to 80. Have you ever gambled?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. So stressful.
No, I've always gone because in Flagstaff, there was nothing to do. And when they built a casino, me and Sierra were like, oh, fun. It's like 20 minute drive out of Flagstaff. Let's go. But we would only ever take a $20 with us. Mm-hmm. And we would only be there until that was gone.
Yeah.
And if we won money, we left.
Yeah.
So that's when we were like, cool, we're out. And more often than not, we actually left with money.
Oh, that's good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was doing my mom's favorite machine, which is like this genie machine. Mm-hmm. And so you're basically like you hit the button over and over and over again, as you do. And if you get these little stones, you fill up these genie bottles and at some point they explode. Mm. And then you get to that's when you start really winning the money.
Okay.
And so at one point I did. And I was winning the money and I ended up getting like making back the money and then getting like 10 nice. More dollars.
Yeah.
And so I was like, I'm good. And mom's like, no, like do it again. And I was like, mom. And so then I ended up losing her $100.
That's like, always mom. What happens. You don't even know. There have been times where I've gone because I always go based off of my gut. Like yeah. I walk in and I'm like, that's the slot I want to do.
Yeah.
And there have been times where I've gone, done that, won money. As I'm walking out, I see like Iron Man or Marvel or Star right. Wars. And I'm like, oh, I gotta gamble on right. this one. So then I go and lose my money. And I'm like, damn it, if I just walked out.
Right. And it was like, man, so that was super stressful. I don't know if I'll ever do that again. But
the downfall of it is you don't drink, right?
I don't. I know, because you get free drinks if you.
Yeah. So there, the last time I went to Vegas, I just pretended to be doing slots the whole time. I was like, yeah, I would like a rum and coke, please. They come bring me my rum and coke, and I'm like, yeah.
That's so funny. But yeah, no, so it was a really fun trip. It was cool to, it was nice to get like just a break. Mm-hmm. From mommying, but at the same time I was like, I miss my kids. And so I actually video called Riley during the concert, like, so she could see part of it. Yeah. And but I'm like, you know, 3,000 miles away, and I get woken up at 7 a.m because Tyler's video chat calls me, and I'm like, what the heck are you doing?
Like, why did I give you this access?
And so
you should have put a timer on it so that he couldn't have done until like a certain time.
I know, but like, what if emergency?
True.
Yeah. So I'm like, dang. And I didn't think he'd be calling me at 7 a.m. Gosh. Freaking kid. It's that, you know, 65 degree heat out there.
We don't know how to handle
stuff
it.
On fire. God. But yeah, that was cool. It was fun. It was fun.
Yeah. Well, normally I have a more fun and exciting book review to do for everyone, but the most recent book that I've finished was called Decoding Your Cat.
Do tell.
I read prior to getting Loki, and actually I learned quite a bit, because a lot of people, myself included, think, oh, you're getting a cat, they're easy to take care of, just let them be, that's all they need. They're exactly like dogs. They need the enrichment, they need the training. The training helps to tire them out. They need the play. Like, if you don't want, like, and I know so many people who like let their cats just jump on the table because they're like, well, he won't learn any other way. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, now that I've read this book, I'm like, no, he will. It takes time. Boy, does it take time. But if you do everything right, he would learn to not do that.
Right.
So that's literally been all I've been doing with Loki. And it's the hardest thing, because you also don't realize, like, negative reinforcement is such a big thing with cats. So like, they claw you. You like pick them up and move them, but like pet them. They're still thinking like, oh, I clawed and that got my person to like pick me up and play with me and move me. That's exactly what I wanted, so I can do it again. Whereas you need to, like, the biggest thing with cats is distracting them. You have to get them away from the thing that they were doing first and put them somewhere they like. And once they've been doing that for a little bit, you give them treats while they're doing whatever it is that they're doing. And that's hard. Because, mm-hmm. like, John, it's been really hard with John, because every time Loki scratches John or myself, I go away. I go get Loki involved in another toy, and I give him treats once he's playing with the toy. In John's head, he's like, you are rewarding him for scratching me. And I'm like, I see how you see that, but he's playing with this toy that I want him to play with now. Mm-hmm. So that's why I'm giving him the treats. It's not like you scratch me, so now you get treats because you're over here now.
Right. You don't give him the treat right after he scratches you.
No.
So he forgets that.
Exactly. He forgets that the scratch even just happened.
Right.
It's always, I'm always, always like, get him over on that ball. Once he's playing with the ball for a little bit, I give him the treats. Mm-hmm. To us, it seems like it's right after he just scratched.
Right.
But it's not.
Yeah.
But yeah, goddamn, it's really hard. And I had to put together, cats don't like citrus scents.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. So I had to put together a water with lemon and orange essential oil and wipe down my desks. Because you remember how my Dubai lamp was up here?
He knocked it.
Mm-hmm. Thankfully, not all the sand dumped out. And what sand did dump out, I was able to get in paper and put back in the lamp. Now the lamp is way up there.
Yeah.
Because I was like, oh, I came home and I sat there and I was like, huh, that's strange. Why is my lamp down there? And I was like, I bet you Loki got up on here. And then that weekend, John stayed the night. And sure enough, in the middle of the night, Loki's jumping on the desk like, do-ka-do-ka-do. I was like, I've been so nervous with him and my TV this whole time.
Yeah.
And like the first week he wasn't doing anything. So I was like, oh, he's good. The only thing was when he would like watch me play video games or stuff. But now, but he hasn't. The DVD bookcase that I have behind you.
Heavy though.
Yeah, it's sturdy. And like Megan, who I always house sit for, John we were over at her place and she has her TV on like a TV stand type thing that's probably about as thick as my dresser or my dresser, my desk. And it's like on the edge. And she has a 6-month-old kitten and it doesn't.
Oh, good.
Yeah. So he was like, look, if this is fine, you're going to be fine. But my brain has been to like anything and everything he can do, he's going to do. Oh, I didn't tell you. He chewed through my Christmas tree out there, the cord.
Oh, my gosh.
While it was plugged in.
You're going to have a like a Luna situation.
Uh-huh. I do not know how he didn't get electrocuted. Yeah. He must have did it during the day when it was off. Because I had that one on a schedule.
Yeah.
So at night it would turn on and be my nightlight out there until like 4 a.m.
Oh my gosh. That's scary.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Me and John. Because John did a lot of work in here to make the cords hidden.
Yeah.
Or as hidden as they can be to the point where he won't chew it on. Because he was trying to do that with that Christmas tree.
Oh my gosh.
And so we were like, cool, we're good. There should be nothing else that we need to worry about. And then we were in there playing board games and he started chewing on my record player's cord. And I was like, are you fucking kidding me? And so I, again, have to figure out negative reinforcement because I'm like, don't want to pick him up because if that's what he's wanting, cool. I'm rewarding him for doing what he's doing bad. So I'm like getting stressed trying to find a ball to roll so that he'll go play with it. And then John starts working on getting the cords hidden and he pulled the tree out and went, oh, he's already been over here doing this. And I was like, are you kidding me? And he held it up and I was like, that's a broken cord.
Oh my gosh. It's like
completely chewed through. Yeah.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Well, thank goodness nothing happened to him.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Because.
Could you imagine?
I would have been devastated.
I know.
I do not know if I could have come back from that.
I don't blame you. Because I was with Luna and she was eventually fine.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, John was like, it's like Allie's dog. I was like, yeah. And he was like, but he's tinier than Allie's dog.
Yes.
I was like, yeah. And he's like, he could have been killed.
Yes.
I was like, yeah. This little shit.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I know. Luna put her teeth in an extension cord thing and like they got stuck in the plug.
Oh.
So that was what happened to her.
Wow. So
as I'm looking around to make sure. Well,
no, you know what's hilarious? So if you go look at the outlet next to his cat tree, before we even got Loki, we put the cat tree there and John saw the outlets and he goes, we need to get covers for the outlets. In my head, I was like, it's a cat. He's not going to fuck with that shit. We went and bought a pack, a 24 pack of outlet covers. What was hilarious was we couldn't find them. So we had to ask an employee where they were. And the guy goes, I was just going to go along with this because the guy's like, you need to watch out. My 2-year-old knows how to get those out. So hopefully your kid isn't as smart or something like that. And John goes, oh, no, it's for a cat. I was like,
so awkward.
We sound insane, John, like going to get outlet covers for our cat. But then like, because I had, until we had to hide them, I had my snakes down there with all of the holes and stuff. And if you look at that outlet up there where I have my plants plugged in, you'll realize every one that doesn't have something plugged in has an outlet cover. And at first I thought he was going overboard with all of them. Then he, like, we had Loki after he was starting to get a little bit more comfortable and like, ooh, I can explore this area. He went straight to my snakes and started to try and like mess with them. And I was like, God damn, I'm so glad that I have covers on those. Like, this dumbass. Yeah. So, yeah, that's what I've been dealing with.
Yeah.
But I'm really glad that I read that book because I learned a lot. And I actually, I'm pretty positive I've taught him. Touch. So I say touch and I put my hand like this and he puts his nose to my hand and I'm starting to teach him paw. Oh, and I've started to teach him paw, but I'm trying to teach him paw without his freaking claws.
Right.
And I've gotten him to do it a few times, but then he pulls out his claw and he's crazy. And I'm starting to teach him spot because I want to be able to tell him to go to his spot, which is going to be the top of his cat tree.
Oh, yeah.
And that one's kind of hard because he's only been doing that one with me when he was like insanely like hopped up on Zoomies.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, unfortunately, I don't know how well that one's going. All right. Well,
yeah.
I think that's a good minisode.
I think so.
All right. Well, I don't know when this is coming out, so we maybe have an episode coming up for you.
Stay tuned.
Yeah. Hopefully you stick with us. Yeah. All right.
All right. See ya.
Bye. Bye.
Thanks for sticking with us.
We hope you enjoyed it.
If you did, we would greatly appreciate it if you gave us 5 beautiful stars, reviewed, and subscribed.
You can also follow us on Facebook at Offscript, on Instagram at OffscriptPodcast21, and on TikTok at Offscript_pod.
Shoutouts to Madam Ashen Creations for our adorable logo art.
And Adam Daniel for our incredible theme song.
And to Creative Cinephile Productions for producing our podcast.
See you next time.
Hi, I'm Serena.
And I'm Rachel.
We are the hosts of Book Tales.
If you like reading books,
drinking cocktails,
and Scottish accents,
then meet your new favourite podcast.
Come with us as we explore different themes from romanticism to horror and everything in between.
We pair each book with a bespoke cocktail and tell you everything you'll need to make one.
And each week, play our fun game tailored to each book.
Find Book Tales wherever you get your podcasts. So grab your book.
Grab your booze.
For Book Tales.